is Fight Back with Bob Fitrakis and Connie Goodell-Newton on WCRS 98.3, 102.1.
And this is Bob Fitrakis in the studio, and we've got none other than legendary artist, we would say street artist, but he's up from the streets, branching out, involved in community activity, Malcolm J. Welcome.
Welcome to you, Bob, Suzanne, and Connie. Glad to be back on the airways again. Feel free to ask me anything. I mean, as far as art is
concerned. What's your sign?
Scorpio. Watch out, women out there. I got a bite to it. Well, I guess you wanted to know why I'm here today.
Indeed.
Well, because you asked me to come today,
well, so,
of course.
What's new in your world?
What's new in my world is busy with art, my own individual art, and also community art projects. It's been a real joyful, busy time in my art career. I had successful shows, which Bob and Suzanne came to one of my major shows this year. I did a mural at Confest, and also spoke on the stage for the Saturday Saloon for the Free Press.
Agendas come out on the second Saturday. Some referred to it as the second Saturday.
Second Saturday, and Saloon. I felt pretty good after I drank the water, of course. Yeah, so I'm, and right now I'm doing projects. I'm doing a drawing for the Gottman and Gill, which I'm going to donate to that facility for their great work with the youth and families. And also I'm getting ready to start a rendition drawing of the Columbus Foundation for that facility. And the most important thing right now is for Wyland Park, which I spent several years in. I become connected with that community and much involved with their activities. And I'm excited to be involved in spearheading an art project with the youth at the Moody Hall. It's a police division. It's on East 11th in Wyland Park. The director there asked me to spearhead art, any form I want to do art, and I thought about having the youth there be involved and to be creative and inspire them, because in Wyland Park there's a lot of disadvantaged kids that they don't have a lot of activities besides running the street and being in a lot of trouble. And
I actually live in Wyland Park, so I know the area you're talking about. For our listeners, that's the area that's east of the OSU campus.
That's correct.
So that's about 5th Avenue to 11th, or Chittenden, maybe a little bit farther north,
right,
from about Indianola to 4th Street, or
yeah, that's correct.
5th or 6th Street.
Right.
And the Gottman Guild is, I think, a nonprofit organization in the community that does do wonderful work. And so so what kind of project are you going to be doing with the youth of Wyland Park?
Well, I specialize in drawing, and mostly illustrations. And I want to conduct, a course in drawing, but also I want to involve other artists that I've been connected with through the years here in different media, because I can see kids being tired of just drawing all the time. So I'm asking other artists, and I got a lot of ones who wants to be involved in painting, ceramics, etc., and quilting and stuff like that. And I think that's a variety.
Wait a minute, they're going to be quilting in the hood.
Quilting in the hood.
So are the art courses going to be at the Godman Guild, or is there another location?
No, they're going to be at the the Moody Hall Police Division, which has different departments.
Over on 11th?
And yes, yeah, and the Pacific Department is called the Neighborhood Pride Center.
Cool.
Uh huh. So what I'm doing, I'm looking for. I've been offered that venue free, so I'm looking for funding for supplies for the kids to have. And also, I'm pleased to announce, too, that the prestigious Wexner wants to collaborate with me on it, which they will bring in their own artists and have their own supplies. So I'm really touched and honored to have.
So is this the Wexner Center?
The Wexner Art Center, yes.
Oh, okay, at OSU, not the Wexner Foundation giving you money, but
Wexner
Center where the artists hang out.
That's right, right. So me struggling as an artist to come to this point is really, really flattering, you know, and is what I really want as an artist, to be respected and regarded as someone that is a you know, productive and, you know, creative, to do positive things. And when I started off here in Columbus, being a full bloom artist, that was my motto, is to give back and inspire others, you know. Mostly the kids, and other artists that are struggling, because I have struggled in my rearing, and, you know, I had my problems and all, but I overcome it with art and being positive and believing in myself.
What were those struggles? Were you always liked to draw as a young kid? Did you take art in school? Did you go to college? What were some of these struggles? How did you become an artist?
Mm-hmm. Well, in fifth grade, I didn't know I had the natural ability of art until my fifth grade teacher recognized it. And it's, I'm sorry about that.
That's her. She's calling in.
Yes, she's calling me. But anyway,
that's right. I discovered Malcolm. He was my student in fifth grade.
Yeah,
unlike me in fifth grade. You know, they had the little matchbox covers and, like, draw this dog and send it in to see if you have any art talent.
Right.
You just would always get sent back.
Yeah, I was the only person.
but my fifth grade teacher spurred me on and was really fascinated by my creativity and my ability, and it took me by the wings, and the whole school, the teachers all had me do art projects and stuff, where it got to the point where I just got burned out at an early age. I really did, and left art alone a long time. I did it time and time, but I really lost the flavor for it I got here.
You did it through high school?
Well, I didn't do too much of art until I got here in 05, with no positive direction and being homeless and all. I picked up art. I found a fellow.
One of those street artists that thought art was a way to hustle some money.
Well, I didn't have no money, so I needed to, you know, but I wasn't really looking for that, on that purpose. I was just looking for something positive to do with my life, restructuring my life. And I ran into a street artist in the Short North, and that's where legacy began on a positive
and
note.
He looked at his work and said, I can do this.
Malcolm, are you from Columbus? Did you grow up around here?
No, I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
Home of the home of the now winning Browns.
But it sounds like you're a native Ohioan then.
Oh, no doubt.
Now, some of your best work, and I've seen a lot of your work, I think is when you begin to draw buildings. I mean, you have a incredible ability to capture historic buildings.
Yeah.
How did that develop? Have you always had that talent?
Well, I guess I always had it, but I didn't discover it until a couple of years ago when I'm sitting out in the Short North and I just was like doodling. The first cityscape building I did was the cap in the Short North. And I sold it that same day. I mean,
well, that's because a lot of people will draw buildings and you look at it and you don't know what the building is.
Yeah. Right.
But you draw a building and immediately, great detail, you know what the building is, and it really sort of captures the essence of these buildings. It seems like a form of art that a lot of people simply can't do because it's a question of scale and shadow, a lot of things they tend to get it wrong.
Right. Well, a lot of people are fascinated by that, the freehand and no rulers or anything, draw straight. I'm just all freehand. And what they're fascinated most is the activity that goes around in the building, because a lot of artists just usually do the architectural drawing of the building and leave all motion behind, but I like to throw in that extra flavor, but illustrations, I really have a strong hold. I really have a knack for doing those too, real meaningful. You're very aware of that, so it has a lot to say, because it's part of life,
And you've illustrated, well, at least done some work on a book as well, last time we had John.
Yeah.
You've done a cover, Still working in that direction?
Yeah, it's a couple of people I had put on hold, which they had time for me because of the immediate things that I'm involved with right now. Yeah, they're very impressed by, what I have done of the book Four Seasons. Yeah, Four Seasons was a new chapter on doing illustration on books,
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
So you're going to be up in Wyland Park. You're going to be doing that. Any shows coming up we should know about?
Funny you should ask that. this gallery hop. I'm in a couple of places. It's a new tattoo and piercing place. I was fortunate to stumble across last week, and they recognized me as an artist, and they asked me to be the sole artist for next month. And starting Gallery Hop this Saturday is titled "The Black Market," and it's located 1203 North High Street. It's right near the corner of West 5th. And also a couple of doors down, Trevana's Coffee House, 1191 North High Street. So they're right neck to neck. The VSA of Ohio, you can catch the website, VSAO.org. I have a couple pictures that are on a year tour throughout Ohio. So if you can, you can catch that on their website. Where exactly is my picture showing?
These are government buildings?
Some of them are government buildings, and some of them are other establishments.
This is Fight Back with Bob Fitrakis and Connie Goodell Newton on WCRS 98.3, 102.1.
Now, I'm curious, which ones did they pick?
I think you've seen one of them. What I got to do?
No, just
got to
get closer.
Oh, I'm sorry. They picked the one with the saxophone player with the rainbow with all of the thanks to the sun and flowers and actually the sun is chasing the moon away because it's chasing the blues away is the title of it. Cool. So it's at nighttime and the sun is chasing the moon away, the darkness away. And the other one is called the big knockout. It's it's a humorous picture based on a beach setting. Yeah, so there's two powerful and humorous illustration pieces.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I've noticed about your art is that besides it just being, you know, an interesting image or a pretty picture or something, most of your illustrations have a kind of character, like the there might be a character looking back at the viewer, kind of winking, or, you know, it seems like, you know, sometimes people are almost looking out of the page at the viewer, mm-hmm. and there's just really a lot of character and a lot going on there. Like, really, it's almost like the drawing is communicating with the people. Mm-hmm. Looking at the piece of art.
Mm-hmm. It has a serious note in it and has a humorous note,
yeah.
at the same time, you know. Yeah. So I love to do cityscapes, but I also think my real strong point is doing illustrations of social and political kind of, you know, satire to it, you know.
And the other, you went to New York, hung out with the street artists there.
Tough city,
you know, to make it in. You going to head back there at all, try it again?
Well, I do plan to go and down into Florida. But right now I have more important things to concentrate right now is the youth project. Youth Art Project, and I'm really excited, and it takes a lot of my concentration and
it
focus.
It sounds like
that.
A great program, and that it's, you know, that it will really benefit the youth, mm-hmm. in Wendland Park.
Mm-hmm.
How can kids sign up for it, or how will they sign? I know there's the Wendland Park Elementary School,
yeah.
where you know, there are a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. Elementary school kids. So how will people find out about it? Or, you know, if there's a kid in my neighborhood who wants to, is an aspiring artist, how do I direct them towards the program?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm reaching out first to the Wendland Park Elementary, which I have contact and talk with the principal, Dr. Gant. And she will inform the parents and kids, and I plan to have an open house where I can get, you know, be introduced to, you know, the parents and some of the kids at the Pride Center before it actually gets on its way going, you know. And I don't want to rush things first. I mean, because I have a lot of ideals for this the center, because the director, the program director, gave me free will, you know,
mm-hmm.
to go as I please. But first thing first, I'm taking little steps at a time. I'm concentrating on 15 to 25 kids, and starting off with the elementary school, and then I'll broaden my horizons as we go along, you know.
So you envision this moving beyond elementary to middle school or even high school?
Yes, yes, yes. And
because there are some artists in that area, but
yes.
Some of it looks like graffiti art to me. Right. How do you reach out to people like that?
Right, right. Well, like I say, I have a host of other artists involved in different medias, and I don't want to be selfish. You know, I want people to be involved, organized, you know, effort, you know, and because, like I say, you know, you have to share what is freely given, and that's where I'm at today. Is just, you know, just reaching out to others and try to inspire them, you know, and to be a part of the happening, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you envision like fixed hours where they know you're going to be there or other artists going to be there?
Yeah.
At a certain time every week?
Yes, yes, yes. This is a schedule where we're going between me and the Wexner Art Center. You know, we will collaborate on, you know, organizing when my artists will come in, because we're going to start at once a week. Once a week, like I say, and then eventually, hopefully, you know, escalate to two days out of a week, you know. So, yeah, I think I'm doing it right.
Great.
This is like an after-school
program? After-school program from 5 to 7.
Mm-hmm. Malcolm J., our guest today, starting up a new youth project concerning art in Wyland Park, Connie's neighborhood.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think that'll be great. There are so many great kids in our neighborhood. I live very close to the elementary school, and they're always just running around, and there are a lot of really good kids in our neighborhood. So mm-hmm. I think that's great to have, you know, an adult pay attention to them and, you know, teach them a skill. Our neighborhood is, you know, generally pretty low income, underprivileged, but we are close to OSU. We have the Wexner Center, the Godman Guild, and Malcolm J, as well as like other people who care and great resources. So, mm-hmm. So I really enjoy our neighborhood and am happy to be a part of it. And so I'm also very happy that you're going to be a part of that and working with the kids in our neighborhood, because it should really be a pleasure.
Yeah.
They're smart, good kids.
Yes, sure.
And so it's good to see them having some adult guidance and opportunities
sure.
that they wouldn't otherwise have.
I'm really excited about it because, like I say, it's just not me being involved with it. It'll be other artists involved with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, for that to happen like that, it's just like, you know, it's a community coming together, you know. And I'm very excited about that, which I can also say that I was involved with the Wyland Park Festival with an art project, and the kids just love painting a styrofoam cup. Remember, mm-hmm. Susan, I gave you one, and they love painting that and putting that together, and I almost brought a tear to my eye because I didn't know how they would receive that, but they were really into it, you know, and what I plan to do too is have a art workshop involved with kids doing art crafts and stuff like that, and maybe possibly putting it online to sell, you know, for the
cool.
opportunity for them makes a few dollars, you know.
Great.
Mm-hmm. What about, have you worked with murals? I mean, a lot of neighborhoods like Wyland Park have public spaces, and sometimes even
we already have a couple cool murals in our neighborhood. Are you going to be
well? One of them, I helped do is in the confest for the community garden on 4th Street. I helped paint a mural for that, and yeah, I plan to do more. And with this art project, I want kids to be rewarded. I like to for them to go on some art field trips to the museum, Columbus Art Museum,
yeah,
and some galleries, and I already have a couple of them that will welcome that, you know, and for them to see, you know, other art and see how people, do their art and stuff like that. That's really broadening, horizons for them, and add incentive,
So is that a rival garden, Connie?
Yeah, it is.
Connie's got a garden in Wyland Park.
Yeah, ours is a couple blocks down, but I think we're friend gardens. Kind of rivals, kind of friends.
Okay, they compete, but it's
communal. It's a good thing. We want there to be a lot of gardens in the neighborhood.
They compete to give away large zucchinis.
Are you part of the Arawak?
Yeah, ours is right. The Arawak City Gardens. Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's a couple, probably just a block or two down from the one where I think I've seen your mural. Is it flowers or what? What was it depicting? I don't really remember.
It was depicting gardeners.
Okay,
with
cool.
The holes and everything.
That's great.
And Connie's had noble peasants with sickles and hammers gardening and making revolution.
Actually, we have a big sign that I painted, and it's kind of, it just says Arawak City Gardens, and it has sky and
death,
some flowers.
Death, pale face, right? Not true.
That's great.
So you're looking forward to this project, again, how can people donate? How do they get a hold of you or the center? I mean,
they can either mail donations to under my name right now. My full name, real name, is Kevin Malcolm Jones, and they can either mail it to the Moody Hall, 248. East 11th Avenue, or to my address, Kevin M. Jones, 2000 D. Noon Avenue, D-E-D-U-N-E Avenue, and the zip code there is 43211, and the zip code to the Moody Hall is 432001. If you can't donate any money or anything like that, you can donate some supplies, because we need art supplies in all mediums, and also we're needing desks and chairs for
what kind of supplies?
Drawing, painting, ceramic kind,
cool. Yeah. Pencils, acrylics, watercolors, paper, watercolor paper.
Yes.
Canvas.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hemp canvas. Just thought I'd throw that in. Got a wrap here. Thanks, Malcolm J. Glad you could be here.
Thank you for being our guest. This has been Fight Back with Bob Fitrakis and Connie Goodell Newton on WCRS 98.3 102.1.
And Malcolm J.'s real name is Kevin. I thought it was Malcolm 2X.